This is F-King America. UFC chief Dana White blasts whiny PSSS trying to cancel Joe Rogan. By Warner Todd Houston on January 25, 2022. UFC boss Dana White came to podcast King Joe Rogan's defense last week, telling Rogan's critics that they won't be able to cancel the podcaster because he is now too big for them to hurt. White appeared on the January 20th episode of the Full Send podcast, and about 43 minutes into the show, the hosts brought up Joe Rogan. White scoffed at the recent letter reportedly written by 270 doctors that demanded that Spotify remove Rogan's podcast from its service over the coronavirus misinformation Rogan had aired. White noted that many of these doctors who signed the letter aren't actually doctors. "Well, I know they had come out and said it was 250 doctors or whatever. I guess when they started researching these people, they weren't really doctors," White said. Indeed, a look into the letter's signers revealed that only about 100 of them are actual MDs, and most of them are researchers, not practicing doctors. The rest are teachers, nurses, and other people in the medical field who don't have the qualifications to practice medicine. White went on to add that Rogan is a brilliant guy who does his homework and won't be canceled. "Watch. You're not canceling Rogan. And the thing is with Rogan, he's a brilliant guy. He does his homework, and he knows what he is talking about," White added. "And guess what? This is fucking America, and you can have your own opinion about these things, and you can voice them. That's what this fucking country was built on. And all these little whiny fucking pussies that don't like it, too fucking bad, man. Too bad." Las Vegas, Nevada, December 10th, Joe Rogan introduces fighters during the UFC 269 ceremonial weigh-in at MGM Grand Garden Arena on December 10, 2021, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Photo by Carmen Mondado/Getty Images. Rogan, of course, has repeatedly angered the anti-free speech left for airing his skepticism about the virus, the government's handling of the crisis, and the subsequent vaccines and the way they were rolled out. In April of last year, for instance, Rogan infuriated leftists when he said that healthy young people don't need to take any vaccines for COVID. By August, Rogan was blasting the left's idea about forcing Americans to carry vaccine passports, calling the plan one step closer to instituting a dictatorship in the USA. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.